Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. This is the Loving Truth Podcast. I'm Connor. I'm here with Mike, and we're going to jump into a shorter podcast today. We might follow it up with a second episode, but we want to address this question. How should I respond? What should I say and do when somebody comes to me saying, hey, I'm thinking of leaving our church? So this is, we have immediately in mind, obviously, Grace Church of Orange. Maybe somebody else is listening to this, and this could be applicable at your church and your situation. But what should I do when someone comes to me saying, hey, I'm thinking about leaving our church? Not the church, not like I'm not going to follow the Lord anymore, but I'm thinking of leaving our church. So Mike and I, Mike, we want to just dive into this and maybe offer a few ideas. Again, this will be a shorter podcast. Maybe we'll follow up. We'll see where the conversation goes. But I'll just put that question to you, Mike. You know, first thoughts from you. What should I do when somebody comes to me? Hey, Connor, I'm thinking about, you know, if Grace is the right place for me, or if it's a different church, if this is the right place for me, we're kind of considering maybe alternatives. How do I respond to that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's an interesting question that we probably can't dive into at this point. Maybe we can do some follow-ups on how do these questions even come to people and things like this. But my first thought is something that Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 3. So in verse 14, he says, I hope to come to you soon, but I am writing these things to you so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of truth. Okay? The idea of knowing how to behave in the household of God. So if anyone's wondering, hey, how should I behave as a church member or as a leader in the church? 1 Timothy is a good place to start, okay? But you want to give biblical answers, not emotional ones, okay? So for example, if someone comes to you and says, hey, I'm thinking of leaving the church and all that, you want to be solidly biblical. Again, rather, you want to be personal, but you've got to be honest, okay? So what I would say probably the first thing is I would ask the person, I think asking good questions helps the person process. I would ask the person first, why are they thinking that? Just a simple question, because now maybe they've already told you, I want to leave the church because I didn't like this, what one someone said to me, or what was preached, or what was decided by the leaders, or I don't like the people in the ministry I'm a part of. Maybe they're not being kind to me or whatever. I mean, you've heard all of those kinds of things. I would ask them first, why are they thinking that? Yeah, that would be the first thing I would do.
Yeah, that's helpful. I want to just let you keep kind of walking down the road of just the different ways that conversation could go. Mm-hmm. I was going to mention the beginning and I kind of forgot to. Just that I think this podcast is a potentially decent format to address kind of a unique question. You know, maybe this isn't the kind of thing that we would often be talking about, like from the, you know, preaching in the pulpit or something. So this, I don't know, maybe whoever's listening to this, mm-hmm. maybe just kind of a unique way to have a conversation about it. But so first question, why are you thinking about that? Where would you go from there? So they say, they give you their reason. Now, how do you field that? And then how would you respond?
So my second question would be, do you have biblical reasons? Okay. So I would kind of do these check downs, kind of like when a quarterback, you know, fades back to pass and he's looking and he's going, okay, I'm looking at this person, this, can I throw the ball to any of these people? And you're looking at four different places. So do these check downs, but what's the most important thing? You ask the person why they're thinking that, and they give you something. Where in the Bible maybe do you see that? Is that something that's a biblical mandate that's being broken at the church? Is there some kind of thing that's, you know, and because what I would start doing is I'd be starting to drill down, kind of like when you're getting into the Moose Tracks ice cream and you want to get that big chunk of chocolate fudge and stuff. Like you have to dig down a while. So I would ask them if they have any biblical reasons. Then I would say, okay, well, there's no biblical reason. If there's no biblical reason, then are there any philosophical reasons? Just the way that you think about things, their opinions, okay? Are these opinion-based things, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're trying to get the person to see, are their ideas and their, are they valid concerns and are they rooted in reality, mm-hmm. okay? So again, why are you thinking that first? Secondly, do you have biblical reasons for thinking that? Thirdly, do you have any philosophical reasons? It's more of an opinion thing. Fourthly, I would ask them, okay, if it's not biblical, if it's not philosophical, and again, there's like, if you draw in a tree, like a little tree or a little org chart of this, if they have biblical reasons that you follow a certain path, okay, so it would be more of a conversation. If they have no, then go to philosophical. If they have philosophical reasons, then you go down a path, okay? And again, we could dive into this another time. But then the last one I would ask is, do you have any relational reasons? And needless to say, a lot of times people more have opinion-based relational things, and usually they're upset about something, riled up. And a lot of times their issues aren't really these issues. There's something else in their life that's an issue. But let's say there's a valid concern. Let's say that the church is teaching falsehood that isn't found in the Bible. That's a biblical reason. And I would tell people, you know, that's a reason to leave a church. Now you want to process it. Mm. Process it with your leaders. We'll get into that. But yeah. I'm remembering there's a, it was either a book or a list in a book. And I believe it was Mark Dever from Capitol Hill Baptist in Washington, D.C., how to leave a church the right way or processing through that. And there was a list of like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things, okay? So, anyway, but I would start with those. I think there's the next question is even bigger, but I would start with those.
Okay. Yeah, helpful. I feel like, yeah, I kind of wanted to even just see where you'd go, Mike. But I think that the philosophical, you know, that's an interesting kind of layer of the questions, because maybe it's not this, it's not like they might be saying, I have this clear thing that I can point out that I think is unbiblical, mm-hmm. but there might be kind of a conviction or a desire to be, you know, in this kind of a church. And I don't know, that's an interesting category. So maybe that's something that we can revisit too. I wonder if maybe before you move on to that bigger question you mentioned, can you just comment on the fact that sometimes maybe people almost hide those relational issues behind philosophical or biblical? You know, they might say, oh, it's this or that. And maybe you haven't seen that. I don't know. But I wonder if sometimes it's almost like the real issue is not always brought forward by people, but there's something mm-hmm. there. Does that make sense? Do you ever see that? I don't know. You've been more of these conversations.
Okay. That's an interesting question. You know, yeah. I say OGK a lot, only God knows. Well, only God knows a person's heart and why they're doing it.
Yeah.
I would say that I don't usually jump to, oh, there's ulterior reasons or motives. We really have to take it at face value to start with. But I would say that, yes, I have found out later where people will say, well, the real reason I did that was. I remember a situation, of course, I have to be very careful the way I say this, but this was years ago, that someone left a church and they stated a reason why. And I found out years later that that wasn't the reason, and that it was something deeper and very hurtful to them, to which it made me just grieve. And again, it was nobody, it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like we could have done something about that in that very moment, but it made me hurt for the person, because I'm like, oh my goodness, that's the reason they really left? That hurts. That hurts me for them. Like I'm like empathizing with them and going, I am really sorry that that thing happened to them. But yes, I think that there are times when we find out that, well, they said it was this, they said it was this. One time someone left Grace and gave me like 5 reasons. Said, this is the most important nice. One. This is the next one, the next one, the next one. The
very
next
thorough.
One. And, but I appreciate the candor. I appreciate the honesty and the opportunity to, you know, talk about it. I will say there are times when I've run into people, this was at my former church, where someone said, well, and they were doing something very unbiblical, by the way. And our elders had said something to them about it. And they said, well, we went and talked to this many other pastors and they said we were okay. We were right. About something unbiblical. Okay. What do you do with that? You know, so people will go. Yeah. There was another time someone came and said, oh, we're leaving, you know, whatever church, and we're going to leave because we went and talked to a bunch of other people, again, that aren't in that setting, and they just tell their version of the story. It's just interesting that it's easy for us to do that. And I would say better to go process it, like we say in our church commitment, you know, covenant commitment type thing with when you join the church. If it comes time to leave and we're not, you know, moving away to somewhere else, but we feel like we need to leave the church, we'll process it with our leaders in a godly way. That's what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, you want people to do things honestly and biblically and in a godly way. But yeah, and I think we're gonna need to take probably another session or two on this, because I think the fifth thing I would ask, not just that, hey, why are you thinking that? You know, what has prompted this for you? Are there any other biblical reasons? And if so, follow those up. Are there any philosophical or, convictional would be more in the biblical, but philosophical might be even in the conscience area, okay? They might have a conscience level issue, or even many times people say, I just don't like that decision, I would have made this other decision. It's like, well, but you're not in charge. And then we had a group of people, but I would say philosophical. And then the last one, I would say the relational. But then I would ask them, do you think that you've processed, or do you feel that you've processed this in an appropriate and a healthy way? And I would let them answer. And because sometimes people just go and, gossip around or discredit people or whatever. Mm-hmm. Other times people will go and do it in a healthy way. And I think that's what we want to say. What does it look like to do this in a healthy way?
Yeah, I think that's really helpful. Maybe that's a good place to leave it, and we'll follow it up for a future episode. But I think what you said made me think of something basically that, the verse where Paul says we want to preserve the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Ephesians 4, is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
So if somebody's leaving a church where they, even if they have frustrations, they'd be acknowledging, these are my brothers and sisters in Christ. They're, they really are worshiping the true God, preaching the true gospel. Mm-hmm. People there know the Lord. They're following him. Maybe they still have frustrations personally because of that, the convictional level, even the biblical level. Maybe they're saying, I see this, in scripture, this emphasis, and I don't see that playing out in the church, whatever it is.
Yeah.
100%, they should be saying, but I have to leave if I'm going to leave, in a way that preserves the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, where I'm showing love, care, respect, I'm thinking of 1 Peter 5, or is it Hebrews 13, where it says, esteem your leaders in love because of their work. Is that Hebrews 13? Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to have a respect for the elders, a love for them, an honor toward them, even in the process of leaving. And just so in a way that just really would, even in the pain of that, kind of parting of ways, almost like a Paul and Barnabas thing, still there'd be a preserving of that unity of spirit and of that bond of love. Mm-hmm. Anything else from you, Mike, on that? And then maybe we'll just kind of put a pin in it for now. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we have a lot to talk about on this one. I would just, to close the thoughts for today, I would say this is one of the most painful things for people in church leadership. I talk to pastors all the time from here to Africa and around the world, that literally when this kind of thing happens, most of the time, and I am sad to say, most of the time I have seen in my own experience and I hear about it, most people leave churches in unhealthy ways. It is not overwhelming where people do it in good ways, which hence the reason we have to have this podcast. Someone asked us a question about this because it's a thing. Like if it was, it's like, oh, why is that in the Bible? Because it was a corrective for sin.
Yeah.
So I think that what I have found in my experience, and again, 40 years of pastoral ministry, is that more often than not, people do not do this in a healthy way.
Yeah.
And then they go tell stories that are only on their side of the story. I ran into a pastor last Friday who is a pastor in California, and we were at a conference together, and he was starting to share this exact situation with me of like what we're talking about right here. And turns out that the person hadn't been, and this is inadvertently happens a lot. Mm-hmm. The person told this part of a story, but didn't tell the other part that the leadership of the church would have shared, but didn't share. They kept to themselves.
Yeah.
And I think that that's important. Like Proverbs 18, where it talks about the first person to talk sounds right until the next person comes along and examines them. So I think we should end there, but just say that, there's a reason why we talk about things like this, because they don't usually get, I wish I could say different, but they don't usually get dealt with in a healthy manner.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, we'll pick it up next week. There's a lot more to say, but listeners, thanks for joining us. A little bit of it's kind of a thorny thing to wade through. So appreciate you following, and we'll talk to you next time again on the podcast. So until then, God bless you. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you next time.